Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fourth hour today, this live Friday edition, the 21st day of August, we have Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News contributor. He has resigned from the American Medical Association, saying that the Obama health care plan is a eugenics plan, and that's what it is. Sure, free health care being administered by angels would be fine, but it's not free. They're going to take another piece of your paycheck out. Anybody who's gone on unemployment, anybody that's experienced that, your employer and you end up paying into your unemployment insurance. Even if it doesn't say it on your check, the employer's paying you less because they have to pay that money in. And then when you try to go declare unemployment, it's very hard to ever even stay on it a month or two, is what I've read and been told. One time I was unemployed in college for a few months, and they said, well, go declare unemployment while you're looking for a better job. And I started the process, and it was so tiresome and ridiculous. And talking to bureaucrats over the telephone, I just said, well, I'll just go out and, you know, I guess take a really crummy job if I have to. But side issue, the point here is we're going to be talking about that, the eugenics healthcare operation with Dr. Mark Siegel. Coming up in the last hour today, we always have our visit, of course, in the third hour with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And coming up in the next hour, 58 minutes from now, Florida Obama activist, Obama Joker poster activist, the teenager who is a listener of this show, who went out and put them up on telephone poles, said the police saw him over and over again doing it and came over to him and asked him what he was doing, and then said, fine with us, everybody else does it. See, police understand that rule in law that you can't selectively enforce. And so that's good. The media has been hoaxing and acting like the police were upset with this. And that's why you see the police on the news now saying, well, we don't know if this is a bad thing or not. We don't know if it's a First Amendment or not. The ACLU piled on and said, oh, no, arrest him immediately, because it's Obama being criticized and, you know, off with his head. And the state attorney general's office is looking at it. But other people are putting the posters out in Florida. And the youth says that he was not even really detained or taken away by the police, that the media is a total distortion. So we've got a think of his pseudonym, the poster man, whatever we want to call him, coming up in the next hour. Because this is bigger than just a discussion about putting Obama Joker posters up. It's the fact that they're saying on the news, and I found three more mainstream news stories yesterday, saying it's a hate crime, it's criminal, it's racist. News articles, newspapers are actually saying this is a racial activity. And see, that's why I try to never get into racial issues, because no matter what you believe about all these racial issues, the establishment loves it and plays off of it and loves to balkanize and control people. And they love to radicalize groups to the point of where no one can work together against the overall New World Order banking system. And so that's why I try to work with everybody. I try. I at a primitive level, get threatened by the police and the things they do and end up yelling and screaming and flipping out over police, which has been wrong. Bad police I should flip out about, but just the overall attacking police then feeds into the psychology of police feeling like they're under attack, so they compact more into their gang mentality. You know, we all learn as we go along. And so we're going to break all this news down and a lot more coming up after this quick break. Got more news on the swine flu jabs for babies and children in this country, what's happening with the economy, and a lot more right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. Websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got an article up on InfoWars.com right now, written by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, titled, Americans, Serfs Ruled by Oligarchs. And that is exactly what the article breaks down. And there's a video that Kurt Nemo posted in the article by John Pillager, who is an excellent documentary filmmaker in England. And he kind of comes from the liberal or socialist perspective. And other than him basically calling for single-payer health care, I agree with everything that's said in this video clip. I mean, it's said so well. The way he concisely says it in 5 minutes is just amazing. So I want to play that clip in a moment, and then we'll get into all the other important news that I have here in front of me today on a host of issues. But the problem is, if you attack Obama in the wrong way or from the wrong angle, the political experts that groomed him and that set up his corporate plastic fake teleprompter image have designed it to where it actually empowers him. Because then they can invoke the race card and then expand political correctness, expand an attack on free speech in the First Amendment. So when Webster Tarpley says the way to attack Obama is from the left, he is right. But you've got to preface that with the fact that the entire left paradigm is controlled, the entire right paradigm is controlled. And when we talk about the left-right paradigm here, we do that so that people get outside the box and see the bigger picture, but we still have to then go in the public debate and use the term left and right to be able to communicate with the general public who aren't aware of the left-right paradigm. I am the person more than 12 years ago who coined and introduced the term the left-right paradigm and how they use the controlled left-right system to kind of in the WWF pro wrestling system play two different sides of a controlled opposition off against each other. You know, two wings on the same bird. Others had voiced these ideas previous to me. I had just really coined and hammered the term left-right paradigm. That's why it's kind of funny when I'm on other radio talk shows or people send me emails or I see comments on the stories that are posted at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We'll post something from Cindy Sheehan, an article she's written, and it'll have something about the left and right, though she's getting away from that. And they'll say, oh, look, Alex is a leftist. I thought you were against the left-right paradigm, Alex. Or I'll post something from a Republican or a speech from a Republican or a Ronald Reagan speech on socialized medicine. They'll say, Alex, I thought you weren't in the left-right paradigm. And so it's kind of funny to have people using my own term at me, explaining to me how it works. Yes, I understand how it works. But that, if I post an Associated Press article where they're demonizing militias and conservatives and gun owners, that doesn't mean I agree with the Associated Press article that is attacking me by name. Obviously, I'm not agreeing with it. Sometimes I wonder, it's like people can't differentiate not just subtleties, but very serious, blaring, obvious points that we're making somehow get distorted. And sometimes I know that's on purpose. Sometimes I know it's just people are ignorant, but it's very, very frustrating. And it's frustrating to get all these emails and comments and phone calls saying, you support John McCain, you support the Republicans, you're paid by Bush, you're paid by the insurance companies. When I know the big insurance companies, it comes out, are funding this form of health care that Obama's supporting. That's where they're giving liability protection. The big mega HMOs are given liability. They're given liability on the drugs and vaccines they give you. I mean, this isn't really socialism. They socialize our wealth, but they privatize the profit off of that socialized system. And so that's the problem. Is like George Orwell talked about this in 1984, and he talked about it in essay letters he wrote about the book, how in reality he believed this was already happening, where they were destroying words, changing their semantical meanings, until it's hard to even communicate. And this is the science of what the establishment has created and pushed. So right now, let's play this clip from the filmmaker, the Australian filmmaker, really breaking down how this system really works. John Pilger. Obama is a corporate marketing creation. It's up on InfoWars.com, posted inside of Paul Craig Roberts' story, Americans, Serfs Ruled by Oligarchs. Here it is.
The clever young man who recently made it to the White House is a very fine hypnotist, partly because it is indeed extraordinary to see an African-American at the pinnacle of power in the land of slavery. However, this is the 21st century, and race, together with gender and even class, can be very seductive tools of propaganda. For what is so often overlooked and what matters, I believe, above all, is the class one serves. George Bush's inner circle, from the State Department to the Supreme Court, was perhaps the most multiracial in presidential history. It was PC par excellence. Think Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell. It was also the most reactionary. Obama's very presence in the White House appears to reaffirm the moral nation. He's a marketing dream. But like Calvin Klein or Benetton, He's a brand that promises something special, something exciting, almost risque, as if he might be radical, as if he might enact change. He makes people feel good. He's a postmodern man with no political baggage, and all that's fake. In his book, Dreams from My Father, Obama refers to the job he took after he graduated from Columbia in 1983. He describes his employer as, and I quote, a consulting house to multinational corporations, unquote. For some reason, he doesn't say who his employer was or what he did there. The employer was Business International Corporation, which has a long history of providing cover for the CIA with covert action and infiltrating unions and the left. I know this because it was especially active in my own country, Australia. Obama doesn't say what he did at Business International, and there may be absolutely nothing sinister, but it seems worthy of inquiry and debate as a clue to perhaps who the man is. During his brief period in the Senate, Obama voted to continue the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He voted for the Patriot Act. He refused to support a bill for single-payer health care. He supported the death penalty. As a presidential candidate, he received more corporate backing than John McCain. He promised to close Guantanamo as a priority, but instead he's excused torture, reinstated military commissions, kept the Bush gulag intact, and opposed habeas corpus. Daniel Ellsberg, the great whistleblower, was right, I believe, when he said that under Bush a military coup had taken place in the United States, giving the Pentagon unprecedented powers. These powers have been reinforced by the presence of Robert Gates, a Bush family crony, and George W. Bush's powerful Secretary of Defense, and by all the Bush Pentagon officials and generals who have kept their jobs under Obama. In the middle of a recession, with millions of Americans losing their jobs and homes, Obama has increased the military budget. In Colombia, he is planning to spend $46 million on a new military base that will support a regime backed by death squads and further the tragic history of Washington's intervention in that region. In a pseudo-event in Prague, Obama promised a world without nuclear weapons to a global audience mostly unaware that America is building new tactical nuclear weapons designed to blur the distinction between nuclear and conventional war. Like George Bush, he used the absurdity of Europe threatened by Iran to justify building a missile system aimed at Russia and China. In another pseudo-event at the Annapolis Naval Academy, decked with flags and uniforms, Obama lied that America had gone to Iraq to bring freedom to that country. He announced that the troops were coming home. This was another deception. The head of the army, General George Casey, says with some authority that America will be in Iraq for up to a decade. Other generals say 15 years. Chris Hedges, the very fine author of Empire of Illusion, puts it very well. President Obama, he wrote, does one thing and brand Obama gets you to believe another. This is the essence of successful advertising. You buy or do what the advertiser wants because of how they make you feel. Unquote. And so you are kept in a perpetual state of childishness. He calls this junk politics.
Okay, junk politics, and that's what it is. And that's what the establishment does. So Obama's there to suppress the left, but continue to carry out all the exact same policies of Bush and actually expand them. So that's why I've told a lot of Republicans, if you supported George Bush, you should love Barack Obama. But see, his rhetoric's different. So you hate him, but the left loves him. When the phony right wing should be on their knees before Barack Obama. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
I've got Paul Watson inviting a alert, and I do alerts maybe once a month, but so much is happening, I've told Watson, to tell the other writers, Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, and others, Aaron Dykes, we need to have them start doing alerts every week. I mean, there's enough issues happening where I'm seeing four or five things that warrant an InfoWars or Prison Planet alert every day. So we need to start really highlighting stories that are of particularly important nature so we don't just serve to kind of give people information fatigue where we release these giant important stories and then don't even hype them up ourselves, because it deserves to be hyped. It deserves to get people hyperventilating that hundreds of European and Asian newspapers and German newspapers are reporting that the current swine flu injection that they are planning to force the people to take in the United States and Europe, from Greece to Canada, from the United States to Mexico, all over the world, they're manufacturing 4+ billion injections of this, the news is reporting, and they're planning to forcibly inject people. And the big news is they are testing it on babies, toddlers, pregnant women, and school children. This is USA Today, Associated Press, Chicago Tribune. I mean, I've got stacks of it. Well, I know you've seen it. It's all over the news. The point is that it's happening. And the alert is we know. I mean, here's the Age out of Australia. Infectious disease risk in swine flu jabs. Leading infectious disease experts have called on the federal government to abandon its mass swine flu vaccination plan because of fears the vaccine is contaminated and that could spread bloodborne diseases. Health Minister Nicola Roxon yesterday announced the government would start developing its first batch of swine flu vaccine in coming weeks with an aim to vaccinate as many people as possible to prevent further spread of the virus. But in a letter sent to the Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer Jim Bishop, the Australian Society for Infectious Diseases expressed deep concern about CSL's use of multi-dose vials for the vaccine, urged the government to abandon its plan until it had single-dose vials. In a letter written by the Society's president, Associate Professor Tom Gottlieb, says multi-dose vials, bottles containing many doses of the vaccine, had been shown on many occasions to transmit infectious diseases, resulting in considerable morbidity and mortality. That means killing people. You understand what that means? Morbidity and mortality. In fact, guys, print me the definition for morbidity and mortality. I want the exact definition. People won't believe it. It means killing you. Understand? To prevent contamination, clinicians must follow stringent infections control. So the way they're going to give it is bad. Now, here's Bild, biggest newspaper in Germany. Virus increased the risk of cancer. And it goes in to say that it has all sorts of cancer viruses and other things in it. Here is another one, Mail Online, Sunday Mail. Swine flu jab linked to killer nerve disease. Leaked letter reveals concern of neurologists over 25 deaths in America just in the initial test. This is a week old. And basically tells them how to cover it up. Now, here's AP. Polio surge in Nigeria after vaccine virus mutates. Says it's killing and maiming people because it's live polio and it's mutating. Now, I have other news in my stack where they admit that the multiple three jab causes mutations. That it causes mutations to take 3 to 4 shots. Now, I was on Mancal Muller's radio show, syndicated in several hundred markets this morning for off and on for an hour. I say off and on, you sit there and they have the star of, what's that new movie? I had the name in my mind and then I just lost it. District 19 or whatever it is. And then you know, you go on for 5 minutes, then another guest comes on, you go on for 5 minutes. But I don't mind. Sometimes I'm on there and like William Shatner's on there, and I got to sit there on hold and listen to William Shatner for 5 minutes, and then somebody else is on there. He has a lot of big guests. The point is, I'm on there off and on for an hour, and they would bring on this Fox News person, this Fox News producer. Should have written his name down. I didn't. And he would come on and scream at me and tell me I was a liar about the flu shot killing people. And I would give him the headlines, and he would still laugh at me. It's like it's funny, because this has not been in any U.S. newspapers that I know of. I've been looking for them. Nowhere on our news that in the trials here in the U.S., it's killing a large percentage of people and killing people in Europe in the trials. Now, we need to force this out. The head of Health and Human Services needs to be asked about this at every press conference she's at.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Age, a newspaper out of Australia, one of the biggest newspapers and most respected over there, is reporting that there is an infectious disease risk in the swine flu jabs. You can also search engine the term that the three shots for the flu is guaranteed to create massive mutations, that the different variants of the swine flu, once they're put into the human body, it's a perfect way to mutate them randomly thousands of different ways to create a super flu. That was the same thing that came out in Europe a few months ago before all this really got going, was all these homeless people dying. I mean, in one case, they gave it to 115 homeless people. 23 died within 2 days, died of bird flu, of weaponized bird flu. And the governments are secretive about what pharma company paid local officials to do it. But the local officials have been arrested and are going to prison for murder. But it says they were secretly paid by a pharma company to do it. Then separately, we have Baxter. We don't know if that's the company. Our experts believe it's not. They believe it's one of the other bigger companies. Over there mixing with the larger flu virus samples that they were producing. In their research, they mixed live bird flu weaponized bird flu with the vaccine stock. But then a company in Czechoslovakia did the testing they were supposed to and tested it on ferrets. If the ferret gets sick, you know, because ferrets are similar to humans when it comes to flu, then you know that they haven't attenuated or killed the virus properly, that you've got a live virus. It didn't just make them sick, which you throw the shots away if they get sick. It killed them. And they said, what is this? And they looked, and it was live bird flu. And it was about to be shipped out and put in vaccine, but that stopped it by the grace of God. Now, probably somebody inside the vaccine company blew the whistle. Somebody inside who knew. I mean, you don't just think they randomly happened to catch it. No. No, because they just accidentally happened to ship out the bird flu and mislabel it. And it accidentally at 14 labs in 14 countries got mixed. And it accidentally, no. We've got good guys on the inside, too. A lot of people quietly working to try to stop this. Evidence and time and history has shown that. And I mentioned, you know, the Australian newspaper says with these multiple jabs, they see higher mortality and morbidity. So I thought I'd read the definitions. Thank Jaron for getting those. The quality or condition of being mortal. Mortals considered as a group, the human race. Death, especially of large numbers, heavy loss of life. Death rate. He's saying we're having high mortality. That means death. Death rate. Okay. And here's the other one, morbidity. The quality of being morbid, morbidness, the rate of increase of disease and death. See, because I have these arguments with people. I've had them on national British radio. I go, well, they're calling for global government. They go, no, they're not. We're calling for governance. Governance means government. It's a game. It's like if I gave shooting you in the head a different name, it would still be shooting you in the head. Oh, boy. So we're going to put a big alert out on this because, I mean, I thought 2 weeks ago when it started coming out that these flu shot tests in Texas are killing large percentages of people that take it, mainstream news in Europe, and that secret documents were released and that people inside the medical community are leaking these. This is confirmed. And then I go on talk show after talk show and get laughed at about this. This isn't funny. This is real, and you can't just sit there and say it isn't killing people. I've got a family. I've got children. I know a lot of you do, too. And I am seriously concerned about what's happening. Now, if we can get the word out on this, they're not going to be able to carry this out as big and bad as they're planning. But, I mean, I would have thought, I mean, I've got to give credit where credit's due. Kenny Rohmeyer does weekday shows and weekend shows on News Radio 590 AM. I tend to disagree with him on a lot of things he covers locally. But I heard him last week on his own show, just when I was randomly listening. Jaron heard it on a separate show he was on, going, the Secretary of Health and Human Services needs to be questioned about the secret CDC reports that are in mainstream British and German news, confirmed that it's killing people. And then he gave credit where credit was due. He said, the only show I hear talking about this is Alex Jones. And even though Kenny and I disagree on wars and, you know, he's a big Republican and all this stuff, at least the guy cares about people's health and can see that this is a big issue. I mean, even people that disagree with me on probably 50% of things, he's the only other U.S. media and he's a local radio host. Where is it? I mean, maybe you can email me, listeners, or send them to showtips at Infowars.com. I've done searches. I mean, is the British and German news a confirmed CDC document that this is killing people and that they're really concerned and that it's mutating? I mean, is that anywhere in U.S. news? Because I can't find it. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I mean, I can't keep track of everything. But this is serious, and it needs to be debated. I don't want to just sit here and not do anything. And then what do? I think I'm going to announce the winner today, coming up in an hour or so, and the winner of first place, second place, and third place. In fact, guys, I get so busy on this flu thing, I printed up the three winners and then left them at my house. I got to call my wife and see if she can find them, or we can dig them up. I know first and second place by name. The third place, I forget the name of the video, but whatever. We're going to do another contest that I'm going to announce today, but I've got to write it up and think it up and you know, put it on paper so it's specific. And so day one, it says follow your local laws, but we showed the power of posters. Now we're going to do another poster contest where you can do it, unleash your creative capacity any way you want, as long as it explains that the flu shots are killing people. And I said this last week when I had the idea for this. We need to create a simple naming website, and I forgot to tell my guys to buy that. Remind me during the break, guys, to tell you the URL. We've got to find one easy to remember so we can have just basic data on it for people that see it. And then that's part of the poster contest, or however you want to get the word out. I mean, we've got to tell people, because our media won't tell you that they're killing people. All right. We're going to go to, over the next 5-6 minutes or so, then I'm going to get back into this top story. We're going to go to one of the inventors, Tyler Palmer, one of the founders of Ecola Blue, has been with the company since its beginning. And it's just an amazing, amazing system that he helped design and put together. And it's the best atmospheric water generator I've found out there, bar none. And so he joins us, Tyler Palmer. Tyler, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on again. And thanks to all the listeners and customers. You have, bar none, the best audience I have ever had a pleasure of having as customers.
Yeah, they are great people. We're going to get into the Ecola Blue for a few minutes here in a second, but Tyler, I know you've been a listener for years. That's why whenever I had tested a few out and found your system to be the best, and I called you up to become a sponsor, it was a match made in heaven. You were already a listener for many years. What are you doing with your family? I mean, what's your take on the fact that they admit the flu vaccine is killing a large percentage of people that take it, and then there's a news blackout in the U.S. I mean, is that not a big story?
It's a huge story, and people really need to become aware of what is going on with viruses, learn how viruses work, learn about the H1N1 virus, protect yourself, isolate yourself when there are outbreaks. But by no means go in and donate more genetic information to the virus so that it can mutate and you know, become even more virulent. What I mean by that is if you go in and you get these vaccines and they just end up allowing, if they don't kill all of the virus that's infecting you, you're left with small amounts of that virus that have mutated, and then that little virus has resistance to the vaccine, and you end up making things stronger, not helping people. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, they admit, at least in the U.S., I've seen reports going, oh, yes, it's going to mutate when people take three different variants of it, and then actually cook it up in the body, and that's what was happening with the Baxter stuff, and that was the big concern, was it was the perfect incubator once you had the bird flu mixed with regular flu inside of you to create that, but thank God that got stopped. Now they're going to mix a vaccine with a virus that is going to mutate, and then here's Associated Press.
Mm-hmm.
This is they are reporting in the U.S. that in Europe and Asia and Africa, the polio vaccine is mutating and killing people. So far, 124 Nigerian children have been paralyzed this year from the flu vaccine. From the polio vaccine itself, and TV and radio and news are picking up on this AP report, but not that the flu shot is killing people.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to mourn Michael Jackson, and we have to make sure that we have this vapid debate about health care instead of actually paying attention to what's really going on. It is something that it doesn't surprise me. One of the things that has become very apparent to me in the last few weeks is how close the New World Order is, how close the war is. The front line of the war is fought every day by members of XLO Blue and listeners of this show.
Now, let's get into that. I mean, people, most of my listeners understand atmospheric water generators. Those units have got to be fixed in the South Range by midday or they'll be hell to pay. I mean, that's basically what they have in Star Wars out in the desert.
Right.
It's a moisture evaporator. This is grabbing water out of the air and then sending it through 7 filters. By the way, Jesse Ventura says thank you. He loves his.
Excellent. I'm glad he's having a good time with that. I wanted to know the outcome of that, but I didn't want to disturb him.
Well, the last issue is now he's like, oh, but I need this in the Baja. What type of solar panel should I buy? So I need to talk to you off air about what type to tell him to get. But
yeah, I can help you out with that for sure.
I mean, I know you guys also, it's not just the solar panel. You happen to have the converter just for the Ecola Blue.
That's right. You need a sinusoidal DC to AC inverter. So solar panels produce direct current, and the Ecolo Blue runs off of alternating current. And if you don't have a very clean sine wave, you end up having sort of a noisy operating machine. It will still operate, but not nearly as efficiently as if you have a sinusoidal converter. So we have all of that, all of those products and all of the information, and we can steer listeners to other websites even if we don't have to carry it. And we also have big machines that make up to 5,000 liters of fresh water a day. So if you want to really be out there and be independent of the grid, Ecolo Blue is the way to go.
EcoloBlue.com.
Yes.
And the, again, website is ecoloblue.com, EcoloBlue.com. And what's the toll-free number for folks to call and get a brochure or ask questions or get their order in?
It's 800-691-6043. Again, 800-691-6043.
Now, Tyler, you always, at least in the past, have offered a special when you come on. Is there a special today?
Yes, there is. We are offering $200 off the Cadillac of Ecolo Blues, as you put it last time, the Ecolo Blue 28. We have a promo code, Alex Jones, all one word, lowercase, and that until Monday night, this Monday night. And it starts immediately after this interview is over.
Okay, Alex Jones, get $200 off. That's a great deal. EcoloBlue.com, EcoloBlue.com. And give them that number again, Tyler.
It's 1-800-691-6043. And I want to say we have financing available finally for people who want to do that. We are very, very grateful to this audience. If it wasn't for the members of our community, and I consider all of us a team, a community, Ecolo Blue would have never gotten off the ground as fast as it did. The audience is great. It's almost like we're all working together on a science experiment to liberate ourselves from the municipal controllers, and there are people who want to take it in other directions, and I worry that if our listeners, your listeners, don't what I'd like is listeners to realize that when they purchase any of your sponsors' products, but especially our product, you're really voting for freedom and you're voting against the New World Order.
No, that's it. I mean, that's why I support and use it as a platform for many other people. That's why we support Rand Paul's Money Bomber,
right,
and other people's, because we're here supporting everything that's fighting the globalist.
Right.
Tyler, give folks that number again.
It's 800-691-6043. Again, 800-691-6043.
Or ColaBlue.com. Folks, it's the best water you can get anywhere. Totally clean, 7 filters, great little unit, ColaBlue.com. Don't procrastinate. Stop drinking the poison water today. This is fluoride free.
Yep.
Tyler, thank you so much. Let me talk to you during the break. We're going to come back, get more into this whole flu situation and the economy and a lot more. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
ColaBlue.com, great folks, Tyler Palmer over there. Appreciate their sponsorship and their support. Great unit. We've got Bob Chapman coming up in about 30 minutes, but I need to continue going over this news. But I'm going to open the phones up, but only specifically on the flu issue, because we have a giant audience. And once a week or so, I like to spend at least an hour or two on one big issue, because then we can get the whole audience excited about that and then do something together. Because this is serious. I mean, when they're trying to vaccinate 4.5 billion people, that's the number. And when they want to vaccinate all 300 million Americans, and they're hurtling us towards this in just the next few months, we have got to get the word out. So I want to hear your ideas about, if you're a nurse, you're a doctor, you're being told you've got to take it. Police in some cities are being told they've got to take it. Some public schools are telling the school kids that they've got to take it. What are you going to do about that? What are your ideas of saying no? Because if we can get enough doctors and nurses and police and school teachers to say, no, I'm not going to take it, then just like when they tried to order the 14 million first responders to take it in 2002, 2003 with the smallpox, this whole thing will fall apart and they'll back off. And we're already seeing that. I heard a news report a couple nights ago and did pull it up, and that is that, oh, they've downscaled the 195 million first dosages. The government's cut that order down to 40 million. Now, I don't believe that for a minute. It may be true. It may not be true. I don't know. But then I went and did find where the CDC saying, yeah, now we only want 40 million for now, but we're going to order a couple hundred million in a few months. But they'd said 3 weeks ago they'd already gotten 195 million. So they may be getting ready to back off so they don't look like buffoons, because they're figuring out the public's not going to take it. Or they could throw a curveball and release something that kills a bunch of people to say it's the flu, or it could be another mutation of it. We don't know. We just know they've been building up with mass graves in England, the U.S. We told you that before it was mainstream news. Now it's mainstream news. We know they've been really at a level 6 the last 4 months. Now they admit they've been at level 6 the last 4 months. We were proven right about that. We know that they've announced they want 400,000 regular Army and Marines. The Pentagon wants them on the streets during the fall. So it is confirmed, and we have members of Congress coming out and saying they want to use the flu as a cover for martial law. Ron Paul, Congressman Brown, former Congressman Dick Armey. I mean, it's not just me saying this. This is so out in the open now that all these big congressmen are saying it, and the public's getting it. So it's bad. It's no doubt they're moving against us, but there's no doubt people are waking up and saying no. How do we really up our game? It's kind of like we're neck and neck in a football game. There's one quarter left. We're tied. We're in the game, but we're going to have to really kick butt here to make sure we win this. I mean, you understand, folks? So I'm saying right now during a timeout, okay, what do we do to get refocused and make sure that we go out there and win this thing? Okay, that's what I'm asking you. I don't know. I mean, I'm asking the team right now. I think if we put up 10 million posters about don't take the flu shot and then have it linked to a website that points out it's killing people, that may break this media stranglehold blocking the story coming out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.